We're on Daf Chaf Aleph, Omer Aleph, and we're up to Omer Abchia Bar Yosef, which you'll see in the middle of the Daf. Omer Abchia Bar Yosef, Mekir Nifsolim Lamatirim Kimatirim. If he comes, he wants to be Mekadesh. For the sake, he wants to do Kiddush Adam Reglan for the sake of Matirin. And as we discussed earlier, that's Zrikas Adam or Kometz in Menachos. And this is called an Avoda that is Matir. So let's just summarize Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef's point. Mekiyar Nifsolim La Matirin Ke Matirin. Just like the matirin themselves become possible with Shkiyas Achama, so too the Mayim and the Kiyar becomes possible b'Shkiyas Achama. In other words, when we talk about, for example, the Dam in the case of a Zevach, or the Kovetz in the case of a Mincha, once the Dam is Nizrak al Gavi Mizbeach, it's matir the Evarim to be brought on the Mizbeach, and the Bosa to be eaten by the Zichrei Kuna or by the Bailim, and the Kometz, once it's offered on the Mizbeach, it's matir the Shirayim of the Kometz for Achila. And if the Dam or the Kometz pass the point of Shkiyas Achama, then they become posel, the dam becomes posel, you can no longer use it on the Mizbech. Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef says that the Mayim and the Kiyar has the same din and the same restriction in time as the dam itself, since the Mayim and the Kiyar is to prepare the Kohen for the Zrikas Adam. So we have that kind of Chadgadya effect that we spoke about yesterday. So therefore the Kohen, who's going to do the Avoda of the Zrikas Adam, he has to do a Kiddush on the Mayim, which was not subject to Shikua, which was not immersed in the bar. And I'll read to you the footnote here. He says that the Af, even though Sha'achov Belaila, even though now at night Belavachi, in any event he's not doing Zrikas Adam, there's no possibility of Zrikas Adam at night. So my nafkemina, what's the difference if you're saying that he cannot be Makadish the Mayim Belaila for the purpose of Avodas Matir? But the answer is the following. If the Mayim weren't Nifsal until Alos HaShach, it wasn't there, if there wasn't a din of Psul Mayim with Shkia, then he could submerge the Mayim before Alos HaShachar, and he could raise up the Mayim after Alos HaShachar, and the Mayim would be kosher for the Avodas HaMatirin. But since the Mayim became Psul LeMatirin, is therefore shikua, to submerge in water in the bar, would not, before Alos HaShachar, would not be valid except for Avodas Imurim. Avodas Imurim, as we discussed yesterday, is an Avodas Laila. And this is a statement of Chiya Bar Yosef. So if there was no Shikua before Shkiyas Achama, even if he would do the Shikua later on during the course of the night, or for example he did the Shikua and he immersed the Mayim in the bar before Shkiyas Achama, but the Halah, when he raised it up from the Shikua, was in during the Laila, the Mayim becomes Mayim Psulim if the Kohen wants to do Kiddush in order to perform the Avodas Matir Levarim keivorim. But if his purpose is to be kaddish for the haktor seivorim, which is an avodas laila, then the mayim does not become posel until alos hashachar. In other words, since the kiddush that the kohen needs is for kiddush laila, for avodas laila, therefore the mayim itself is not posel. But laila, which gives a chama, it only becomes posel with alos hashachar. So again, we're talking about the Eivorim, which are Muktarim al-Gabi Mizbeah kol al-Layla, and they become posel only with Avud HaShachar the following morning. So Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef now maintains that the Mayim Likir become posel only with Avud HaShachar if the purpose of the Kiddush is for the Eivorim. So, for example, if the kiyar was not subject to shikua, it wasn't immersed in the bar, in the cistern, until after shkiyah sachama, then the mei kiyar is posel for a kohen who wants to do kiddush for matirin for zrika sayam. For Zrika Sada. Now let me go over that one more time. If the Kiyar was not subject to Shikua before Amud HaShachar, then it becomes possible even if the Kohen wants to Kiddush for Eivorim. Because again, Kiddush Eivorim is Avodas Laila, so you're not going to gain anything by waiting until Amud HaShachar. So then, according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, if the kiyar was left without shikua at shkiyah sachama, or before shkiyah sachama, or after shkiyah sachama during the laila, then the mayim is nifsolim for the purpose of avodas hadam. However, the mayim could be used, it's kosher, for kiddush for a kohen who's doing the Akhtar Simurin. If the kiyar was not subject to shikua during the night, then the mayim becomes possible, the mayim kiyar becomes possible, even if his kiddush is for the purpose of a mur. That's all according to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. So let's just summarize Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. Lo yoel shikua hakiyor kodem alos hashachar. So any shikua which was either before shkia or after shkia is not meaningful unless his kiddush is for a varim. So the mayim is not posel legamre, it's still kosher for the kiddush levarim. However, for avodas matirim, the mayim is posel. And that takes place already at shkiyah sachama. If he does the shikua before shkiyah sachama, and he raises the mekir balayla during the course of the night, the mayim is still possible for matirin, for avodas hadam. Why? Because once it's possible b'shkiyah sachama, it's possible for the entire balance of the laila. So that once the mekir was b'mitzius during the laila, it was outside of the bar, the mayim become posel to the avodas hamatirin. So in other words, he can't do the halah during the laila if he needs kiddush matirin, because immediately the mayim becomes posel the very second that he lifts the water from the bar. He does the halah. Once the mayim is outside the bar, it becomes possible for Avodas HaMatirin. Now, in footnote number Yud Ches, in the Masifti, points out that Af Shuhu Meshakeh Sakir Kodem Alos HaShachar, even if he submerges the kiyor in the bar before Alos HaShachar, aims at Makshir Samayim Apsul Matirin, Kevon She'ein Zriya LeHegdish. In the words, Zriya, which is Shikua, which means he connects the Mayim to the Mayim in the kiyor to the Mayim in the bar, it's impossible to be Mavatel, the Mayim Psulim, by connecting the Mayim in the kiyor into the Mayim Psherim. They remain possible. The only thing that could help is if the Shikua took place before the Mayim became possible. And by submerging the Mayim in the bar, he prevents the Mayim from becoming possible. But once they were Nifsalu, he cannot remove that psul and be mevatel the mayim psulim through shikua. And he quotes Tosfos Divrei Maskil Kiyor. So we have to figure out here, according to Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, in the case where he's preparing himself for the matirim, and if the mayim became psul, there's no possibility of shikua balayla, How is he machshir the mayim? And I think the answer is that after Abud HaShachar, he's got to do a shikua, and he would have to then raise the mayim through halah, and that's the shita of Chiya Bar Yosef. Rav Chisda, Omar Rav Chisda, is more mekel, and he says afla matirin, even for the sake of avodas dam v'komets, meaning the avoda that requires a kiddush for avodas yom, ein hamayim nifsolin. There's no psul in shkiyas sachama. Elo ba'amud hashachar ka'evorim. It has the same status as a kohen who's doing kiddush for the purpose of avodas laila, and the psul of the mayim is not chal until amud hashachar. In other words, according to Rav Chisda, we don't set up the Yom and divide it into two Zmanim, but rather the Psul of Mayim always depends upon Amud HaShachar, whether it's a Kiddush for Eivorim or a Kiddush for Matirin, it makes no difference. So the Shikua that took place after Shkiyas Sachama would not passel the mayim. In other words, according to Rav Chisda, the psul depends upon one and only one point in time, and that's Alos HaShachar. So he could do the shikua and submerge the kiyor into the bar before Amud HaShachar, in order that the mayim shouldn't become passel, as long as it's in a state of shikua during the laila, and he could be mala the mayim afterwards. Now, exactly when is he mala the mayim? He would have to be mala the mayim after Alos HaShachar, because if he's mala the mayim before Alos HaShachar, then the Alos HaShachar would passel for any avoda. So let's just summarize the shita of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is saying that the mayim and the kiyor does not become possible until Amud HaShachar, and it matters not what his purpose for the Kiddush is. Ke'evarim, just as we said that Evarim did not become possible until Amud HaShachar, so to make Kiyor does not become possible until Amud HaShachar. So even if the Kiyor was not subject to shikua before Amud HaShachar, the Mekiyor are still kosher for any kind of avoda. If the Kiyor on the other hand, was not subject to Shikua at Amud HaShachar, then the Mayim become possible for any Avodah. The Kiyar, therefore, could be left without Shikua for the entire Laila, and then he could do the Shikua right before Amud HaShachar. And after Amud HaShachar, the Mayim are Ksherim for any sort of Avodah. Now we have the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. This is going to be a complicated business because we don't know exactly what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyar Kevan Sheshiko, if he does the Shikua, he immerses it in the bar before Shkia Sachama, in order that there should be no psul with Shkia Sachama. And that sounds like Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. Shuv Ein Malehu. Here he's being even more machmir. He says he can't do the halah during the course of the laila. You have to wait to do the halah until after Amud HaShachar. And it would seem that Rabbi Yochanan is extending Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef's opinion to apply even if he's interested in kiddush for the purpose of avodas emurim. It means, to summarize the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, whether it's for the Avodas HaMatirin or the Avodas Evarim, Shkia Sachama is poseles, and if he waits 1 minute into the Laila before he does the immersion, the Shikua of the Mei Kiyar into the Mayim become possible. So Gemara says, L'meimra Davodas L'Avodas Laila Nami Lo Chazi. Are we saying that once the psul of Shkia Sacham is chal, then according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's posel gamri even for Avodas Laila, even for Aktoras Ha'ivarim V'Amar Avasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishmei De Ilfa? Rav Asi has a tradition. He transmits Rabbi Yochanan, who in turn is quoting Ilfa, that Kiyar Shalosh Shiku Mipa Erev. If there was no shikua of the kiyor before Shkia Sachama, is mekadesh mimenu l'avodas laila. He's allowed to do the kiddush yadayim for the purpose of haktoras ha'evarim, which is an avodas laila l'machar after alos hashachar. If he wants to do an avodas hamatirim, if he wants to do zrikas adam, eino mekadesh. It becomes posel because the kiyor was outside of the bar at the time of Shkia Sachama. But in any event, you see clearly from this tradition that Rabbi Yochanan holds that although there is a psul in the Mayim Ekiyar b'Shkia Sacham, but that's only for Avodas Matiri, but not for Avodas Evarim, which is Avodas Laila, in which case the Mayim is not posul until Alos HaShachar. And basically then Rabbi Yochanan is identical with the sheet of Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, not the way we just quoted Rabbi Yochanan, as if to say that Shkia Sachama poseles even for Avodas Evarim. So the Gemara is going to now look for a teretz in order to reconcile these two things. In other words, the assumption here based on the first tradition of Rabbi Yochanan is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if there was no Shikua of the Mekiyar, the apostle, after Shkia Sachama, whether or not he's preparing his Kiddush for Avodas Hadam or for Avodas Aivarim. And according to this understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, the Kiyar would need Shikua from before Shkia Sachama until after Amud HaShachar. However, we have the tradition of Rav Asi, which seems to indicate that the Kohen cannot do his Kiddush because he wants to do the Avodas Yom. In other words, the Mayim became posel only for the with Shkia Sachama only for the purpose of Kiddush Le Avodas Adam, which would mean that Rabbi Yochanan is identical with Rav Chiya bar Yosef, and the Mayim and the Kiyor, even though there was no Shikua at Shkiyas HaChama, nevertheless, it is kosher for Avodas Laila. So how do we reconcile the two? So the Gemara answers that really Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mayim, if it was not subject to Shikua before Shkiyas HaChama, then it only becomes posel for Avodas Amatirin, the way Rav Asi had interpreted it. Umay eno maleu nami dekaom Rav Yochanan. And when Rabbi Yochanan made the statement, Eino Malehu, let's read Rabbi Yochanan again, Kior, Kevan Sheshiko, Shuv Eino Malehu, he cannot raise the Mayim from the Boron to the Kior in the middle of the night, he has to wait till after Alosa Shachar, is that's only Lavodas Yom. That if the Kior was raised, in other words, it was elevated outside of the bar for one moment after Shkiyas HaChama into the Laila, it becomes possible. That's only possible Avodas Yom. Avoli Avodas Laila Chazi. Shkiyas HaChama is not going to possible the Mayim and the Kior for the purpose of Kiddush Lavodas Laila for Avodas HaYivarin. That psul is only Chal Balos HaShachar. So therefore comes out, according to the Gemara's reinterpretation of the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that's before Rav Asi, that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you can raise the Mekior from the Shikua, from the bar, and be Mekadesh, if his purpose is for Avodas Laila, and the Mayim did not become possible. When Rabbi Yochanan says he's not allowed to raise the Mayim from the Kiyar Balaila, that's because it will be possible, the Mayim becomes possible for Avodas Yom, and he won't be able to Mekadesh Yadayim Raglayim tomorrow for the Avodas Adam. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you have to leave the Mayim submerged in a state of Shikua until after Alos HaShachar. It comes out that both statements of Rabbi Yochanan, both traditions of Rabbi Yochanan, are to be equated. When he said that once the Kiyor has Shikua before Shkiyas HaChama, there's no halah during the Laila, he meant that he should not raise the Kiyor during the course of the Laila, if he wants the Mayim to remain kosher for Avodas Yom. However, even if he raised it during the course of the Laila, it still is Roy for Kiddush for Avodas Laila. And that reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Kiyor, if there was no Shikua at the time of Shkiyas HaChama, the Mayim can be used for Avodas Laila, but not for Avodas Yom. So for Avodas Yom, it has to remain in the state of Shikua. So the Gemara now asks, I hachi hainu d'Rav Chiya bar Yosef. In other words, it seems strange that Rabbi Yochanan presented his view as a new view against Rav Chiya bar Yosef, when basically he's saying the identical statement and halacha of Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. So Rabbi Yochanan is not here a third opinion, he's only just repeating what we know from Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef. So the Gemara now says, and we're turning to Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Ika Beinayu Gzeras Shikua. The machlokes between Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan, that's the way Rashi learns this sugya, and Tosfos, but there is a kash on Rashi. But in any event, the way we're going to learn the sugya according to Rashi is what's this concept of gzeiras shikua? There, Rabbi Yochanan holds that min haTorah, as far as the Doraisa halach is concerned, the mayim do not become pasul balayla, like Rav Chisda, and that's bein lavodas matirim, bein lavodas eivarim. The Rabbanim made a gzeira that the kiyar should be shakua b'mayim b'meshach for the entire, the course of the entire layla, without doing halah b'layla, because he might forget to do the shikua afterwards. And once he does the halah, he might forget to resubmerge it, so to speak. And the mind becomes possible now, balos ha-shachar. Now, we don't want to get into a situation where the mayim, after it was subject to kiddush, should now become possible. And that's a universal din in Kodshim, that we don't allow something that's Kodesh to become possible unless it's absolutely necessary. So we have to do Shmiras Hegdesh to make sure that it doesn't become possible. So now, if he lifts the mind from the Kiyar at night, even though the Mayim itself is not possible in HaTorah, but we're going to passel the Mayim midrabanan because he lifted it and removed it from the bar before Alos HaShachar. If on the other hand, after he was mala the Mayim from the Kiyar Balayla, he re-submerged and he did a shiku again kodem before Alos HaShachar, then the Mayim don't become posel at all. So when Rabbi Yochanan said Kiyar Sheshiko Ein Maleu, he didn't say that the mayim was posel. He says, Balosh and Isra, he's not allowed to be mala the mayim, because we're afraid that he won't do the shiku again and prevent it from becoming posel with Shkia Sachama. But it doesn't mean that the mayim is posel. The mayim don't become posel at all at night. There's no Zman Psul, like we saw in Rav Chisda, until Alos HaShachar, whether it's Matirin, whether he's doing Zrikas Adam, or whether he's doing Eivarim. Rav Chiya bar Yosef, in contrast, holds that min haTorah, according to Doraisa law, the Mekir become possible Balayla for the sake of Matirin. There's no Issa to be Mala the Kiyar Balayla because of Gzera, but rather, if he's Mala Balayla, the mind become possible of Matirin. That's why Rav Chiya bar Yosef used the language of Nifsolin. So in other words, when we said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not allowed to be mala the mayim from the kiyar, it means that even though the mayim does not become posel for any avoda, but rather this was a gzera d'rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan fundamentally agrees with Rav Chisda that the mayim does not become posel even for Avodas Yom until Amud HaShachar, but nevertheless he enacted an Iser of Halos HaMayim and HaKiyar in order to prevent a situation where the Kohen might neglect to do the shikua a second time before Amud HaShachar, because if he neglected to do so, the mayim becomes posel at Amud HaShachar. And since the mayim became a mekudashim once it entered into the kiyar, which is a klishares, we have a chiyuv to be shomer, just as we said in all kodshim. And now it comes out that according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, the kiyar cannot be raised during the laila, however, for two fundamentally different reasons. According to Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, the mayim would become posel if you did the halal. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the mayim remained kosher, but there's a separate gzera, the rabbanu, that he violated by being mala, because we're afraid he won't resubmerge it and prevent it from becoming posel with Amud HaShachar. And that's what we said, that the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef respectively seems to indicate this distinction. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said that the mayim HaKiyar become posel because he's because he's based on a Doraisa halacha. In contrast, we take Rabbi Yochanan's Drabbanon. He doesn't mention the word apostle. He says it's also. So if the kiyar was raised before Amud HaShachar and then it was subject to Shikua before Amud HaShachar, the mayim does not become possible. He violated Issur Drabbanon because we're afraid that he won't do the Shikua, but if he does the Shikua after Halah, Enoch Hidami, the mayim became remain kosher. So now Gemara has a kasha on this explanation that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to leave the mayim in a state of Shikua for the entire while. In fact, the Gemara of Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, we have another statement of Rabbi Yochanan, which we saw earlier on the previous daf, that Kidesh Yodov Litrumas Hadeshem is Lomachar Ein Tzarech Lekadesh Shekvar Kidesh Mitchilas Avoda. In other words, if the Kiddush takes place before Amud HaShach for the purpose of the first Avodah of the day, which is Shumas HaDeshen, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say that the Kiyar has to have Shikua until after Amud HaShachar, but rather, he's allowing the Kiddush Yodayim in the Shumas HaDeshen for the purpose of Shumas HaDeshen without requiring a new Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim after Amud HaShachar, because he already did the Kiddush at the time of the, prior to the Trumas HaDeshen, and he doesn't make any statement here that would indicate that he has to do a Shikua after he does the Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim during the course of the Laila until after Amud HaShachar. In other words, the Gemara assumes that if Rabbi Yochanan would have accepted or enacted this gzera that the kiyar needs shikua during the course of the night, then he should have made the statement that after he does the halacha of the kiyar, he raises the kiyar for the purpose of kiddush yadayim raglayim for the trumas hadesh, and now he has to immediately do the shikua of the kiyar until after halos hashachar. So I'll read to you the note here. He says, the Gemara is not proving, Eino chochas ha-gemara mikachshem ha-kachshem v'nakir l'chumas ha-deshem. That doesn't prove that there was no shikua, because he absolutely needs the kiddush for chumas ha-deshem, and that would mean that you have to do the halom and akir, and as long as the kir is down in the bar, you can't do the kiddush. And we're not afraid that he's going to forget to do a shikua after he does the halah. He found it in the state of shikua. But why didn't Rabbi Yochanan mention shikua at all? He completely omits in his statement the shikua. That proves that he doesn't accept this gzera. Okay. So now we go on. The Gemara says the following. Bishleim ala Rava demukim lahi ki Rabbi Lazar v'Rab Shimon. Rava said that Rabbi Yochanan was standing on the shoulders of Rabbi Elazar v'Rab Shimon, that there's no psulina in Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim with Amud HaShachar. Once he did the Kiddush Yodayim Raglayim, it goes forever and ever. And therefore, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan with regard to Kamen Shishiko Shuvlo Eino Malehu, that the Shikua has to remain throughout the Laila, that reflects the Sheet of Rebbe, who maintains that there is a psul of Lina with regard to Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and therefore the Mayim itself also becomes posul. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to keep the Meikir Shakua in the Mayim for the entire course of the Laila in order that it shouldn't become possible with Lina, with daybreak, and therefore the Rabbanan are going to institute this Gzeira and prohibit Halah during the course of the day because we're afraid he might not do the Shikua and then it becomes possible. Now, in the statement of Rabbi Yochanan regarding Trumas Hadeshet, he doesn't mention Shikua because according to Rava, that statement was made by Rabbi Yochanan according to the Shita of Elazar of Shimon that there is no psul of Lina with Mayim. And therefore there's no need and no requirement to go back and do the Shikua and the Kiyar during the Laila. So that makes sense. So according to Rava, the Gemara maintains it's very possible to reconcile the two statements of Rabbi Yochanan, because when Rabbi Yochanan spoke about the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim of Trumas Hadeshen and he also requires Shikua, says Rabbi, that reflects the Shita of Elazar of Shimon that the Mayim does not become posel with Amud HaShachar because the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim doesn't become posel with Amud HaShachar. There's no psulina in Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. However, according to Shitas Rebbe, where there is a psul of Lina with Amud HaShachar, then again we go back to the Shchi of Shmira to make sure that the Mayim in the Kiyar does not become posel with Amud HaShachar, and therefore we require a Shikua. And therefore we need a Gzera to force to require that he keep the Mayim in the Kiyar Shakua for the entire Laila because we're afraid he might not do the Shikua a second time after the Halah, because in that case there would be a gram Psul HaMayim. But says the Gemara, El Rabbi Demukim La Kirevi, Rabbi says that this statement of Trumas Hadeshen of Rabbi Yochanan is Shitas Rebbe, meaning that even though Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim becomes posel with Amud HaShachar through Lina according to Rebbe, but if he does the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim right before daybreak at the point of Trumas Hadeshen, the din of Lina is only Drabbanan. So in this short period of time from Krus HaGever until Amud HaShachar, there's no psul of Lina. So Mayim become posel to Oraisa with Lina is then therefore we're going to say, I'm sorry, if the Mayim would be posel to Oraisa with Lina, which is Rava's understanding of Shitas Rebbe, then there would be no svar to say that mikrus hageri atzafel apostle lina. There's a gzeres hakosu. There's an absolute halacha, unconditional, that the kiddush yadayim raglayim becomes possible with alos hashachar. But if Rebbe is allowing in the case of trumas hadeshet to do the kiddush yadayim raglayim a minute before alos hashachar, must be that the entire psul lina is only drabbanan. And if that be the case, then the Meikir did not become posel. Is Kasha de Rebbe ad de Rebbe. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a contradiction between two statements of Rebbe. Maishna Hossam, in the case of Rabbi Yochanan's statement that the Kiyar de Meshakale, he has to maintain that the kiyar is submerged in the bar for the course of the entire Laila. But here, in the case of Trumas Hadeshen, Rabbi Yochanan apparently did not require lo meshakalei that he keep it for the kiddush through the entire night. So again, Abai's understanding is that Rebbe's halacha of Lina, which normally applies, that's only drabbanon, and therefore, if he does the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim immediately before before Amud HaShachar for the purpose of Trumas HaDeshen, then that Kiddush is not possible with Amud HaShachar. So although in general we say, according to Rebbe, that the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that was done long before Amud HaShachar is possible through Lina with Amud HaShachar, that's not true in the case of Trumas HaDeshen. So now we're left with a stira of two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. Is there a requirement that the Mekir be Shakuah throughout the entire night, or is there no such requirement? Again, when we talk about Mekir, we're talking about something that is a Hefta, it's a Be'en, you know, it's something physical, material, tangible. So that if the Mekir remain overnight, then the psul of Lina in the morning should be Doraisa. So now there's no logical possibility to reconcile the two statements of Rabbi Yochanan and be Machalik between how long before daybreak he did the Halah of the Mayim, whether it's just for a short period of time after Trumas HaDeshen, or he did the Halah in the middle of the night, for example, way, way before Amud HaShachar. That chiluk only makes sense if we were talking about a psul d'rabbanan, which could apply in the case of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim because of the niguv that we spoke about. He dries his hands. But if we're talking about Mekir, then if the Mekir are not subject to Shikua, then that would be a psul d'oraisa. Okay, let's just see if we can. So again, Kasha the Rebbe of the Rebbe Maishna Hossam, the Gemara says the Meshakele, that Rabbi Yochanan made a statement that it's got to be Shakua for the course of the night of Maishna Hocha in the case of Trumas HaDesh, the Lo Meshakele. So the Gemara answers now to reconcile this stira in Rabbi Yochanan, the Mesalik Lev Ahodar Meshakele. That the statement of Rabbi Yochanan with regard to Trumas HaDeshen, when he does the halah for the purpose of Kiddush, Hodar Meshakele, and immediately after he does the avodah of Trumas HaDeshen, he again resubmerges the kiyar into the bar. That in truth, Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is a gzeiras shikua. Rabbi Yochanan, in the statement of Trumas HaDeshen, doesn't mention the shikua after the kiddush. That's because he wasn't addressing the issue of Mekir, the Takana Mekir. He was talking about the halachas of Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So again, although Rabbi Yochanan didn't mention explicitly the Shikua after the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, as he does the halachah, he needs a Shikua afterwards, he definitely holds it's required. Because otherwise the Mayim would become Pasul Doraisa. But the reason was because Rebbe was focused on the Kiddush, and he wanted to tell us that the Kiddush before Amud HaShachar is not subject to a psul lina with Amud HaShachar. So the Gemara asks, Hachi, if this be so, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mayim does not become possible with Shkia Sachama. In other words, when Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Ilfa, Kiyar Shalosh Shiko Mi Ba'erev, Mekadesh Mi Menu Liavodis Laila, that as far as Avodas Laila is concerned, we don't need Shikua before Shkia Sachama. Shkia Sachama doesn't pass the mind for Avodas Haivarim. Ulamachar Eino Mekadesh Amai. why doesn't he need a kiddush in the morning? In other words, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Ilfa is that if there was no shikua before Shkia Sachama, the Lamachar ain't a Makadesh. That's not true. Because according to our presentation now, our understanding, Rabbi Yochanan would hold that if he does the Halah during the Laila, and then he does a Shikua before Amudah Shachar, Ein Achinami, the mind remains kosher. As we have to guarantee that he does the Shikua. But there's no psul of Shkia Sachama. So what are we going to do with the statement of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Ilfa? In other words, why is he, quote, Ilfa saying that there's no Kiddush L'machar? Because there was a psul here of Lina, if you will, at the point of Shkia Sachama. That's not true. Because now we're holding that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he does the Shikua Balaila, then the Mayim would be kosher with daybreak, even after Amudah Shachar. He writes, Hatam Shalom Mocher in Makadesh is because there's no possibility of Kiddush in this water because there was no Shikua B'Shkiyah Sachama and it became possible for Matirin. So we see therefore clearly that the mind becomes possible with Shkiyah, but we're now saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the mind doesn't become possible with Shkiyah. So why does it say Lo Yikadesh? So the more answers, Ein Tzorach L'Kadesh. What the statement of L'Mochar, Ein Makadesh, he meant to say, not that he can't be Makadesh, but Ein Tzorach L'Kadesh. In other words, since the Mayim was not possible with the first Kiddush, then Ein Tzorach L'Kadesh, in other words, like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that he doesn't need a new Kiddush. And the reason is because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, there's no psul of lina at all. So Gemara says, "Lemeirma dilematirin michsa chazi." Now that you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the mayim don't become psul at laila at all, and they become kosher leroi even for avodas yom, which is avodas matirin, is hainu to Rabbi Chizda. Once again, you've now identified Rabbi Yochanan with the shita of Rabbi Chizda that there's no psul of Shkia Sachama, there's no lina of Shkia Sacham to pasul the Mayim, and lina only applies according to Rav Chizda with Amudah Shachar, whether it's Avarim or Matirin. What is Rabbi Yochanan adding in his statement regarding the Kiyar? He's basically reiterating the Shita of Rav Chizda. Ikebeinayu, the Gemara says, the difference between the two, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Chizda, is mitzvahs Shikua. According to Rav Chizda, there's no such thing as mitzvah shikua. There's no mitzvah to submerge the kiyar during the laila in the bar in order to prevent the psul of alosa shachar, of lina balosa shachar. And therefore, right before alosa shachar, they can do the shikua, and you do the halah right after Amudah Shachar. According to Rav Yochanan, on the other hand, there's a mitzvah shikua Nipa Erev, because Kishiyova Lakadish Mimenu Lichumas Adeshen, Kodav Amudah Shachar Yitzeinu Meshuka. In other words, in order to guarantee that he doesn't forget to do the Shikua after the Avodas Trumas Adeshen, therefore Rabbi Yochanan says that we have an obligation to do the Shikua of the Kiyar during the evening, so that when the Kohen has he's ready for the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim Teshuvas Hadeshen before Amudah Shachar, he'll find it in a state of Meshuka, and once he sees that it's Shakua and then he's Malit, he'll realize that he has to get it back to the state of Shikua before Amudah Shachar in order not to pasul it. So that's what the statement of Rabbi Yochanan wanted to add to the opinion of Rav Chizda, whereas Rav Chizda did not formulate a mitzvah of Shikua kol halayla, because there's no psul of the mayim and alosa shachar, and there's no such thing as lina haposelis with amudah shachar, then you can do the halah samach l'shachar. I mean to say that first you do the shikua samach l'shachar and do the halo right after halos ha-shachar. There's no need to do the shikua during the night. But Rabbi Yochanan was afraid that after the Trumas Hadeshen he might not do the shikua. He wants the shikua to be there during the night, so that when the Kohen wakes up early at Kurus HaGever for the purpose of Trumas Hadeshen, he finds the Mayim in a state of shikua. Basically, the Gemara says, is it really possible that according to Rav Chisda there's no mitzvah of shikua? We have a Mishnah in Masechta Tamid with regard to the Seder Avodah of the morning, that lo hayu hakonim roim oso as hakoin shezoch v'payis lichom sadeshen v'lo shom eskolo, when he went to the Azor to Mekadish Odom Raglov, ad sheshomim kol shel eitz she'osa ben katin muchni l'kiyor. They heard the call of the eights, and then they knew that he, meaning the Kohen, reached the Kiyor, and he's being Makadish Shadar Maglaim, Vayim Omrim Higiyah Eis Kiddish Shadar Maglaim in a Kiyor. So the Gemara asks, what's this call that they heard from the Mukhni, from this wheel, the wheel that was established by Ben Katin? My love, doesn't it mean the Mesalikle? That only at this point he was mala the kiyor from the bar, alma mishakele. It seems clearly from this Mishnah that the kiyor was submerged during the entire night. And when the Kohen came for Trumas Hadeshen, he had to be mala in a bar, and that's the call that the Kohen heard. Not the way you interpreted that according to Rav Chisda there's no mitzvah shikua. And samach l'amud ha-shachar, after he does the Trumas Hadeshen, then he did the truma. Then he did the shikua. Lo, says the Gemara, that's not what the call that the Kohanim heard. They didn't hear the call of Halah Sakir min a bar before the Kiddush. Ela de Meshakele. It was the call of Shikua when he submerged the Kiyar into the bar after his Kiddush. In other words, after he did the Trumas Hadeshen, he was Mekadesh Yodav Varaglov, and he was meshakea the kiyor into the bar, and he wanted the Kohanim to hear that noise of the shikua, so that they knew, they understood, that it was time for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. But until the point that he was touring, the kiyor was not meshuka, he was mashkia. It was outside of the bar. And that's the shita of Rav Chisda, that there's no mitzvah of shikua in the kiyor until samach l'amud ha-shachar. So Gemara now has the kasha. The Gemara says, if we're telling you that the pshat in the Mishnah Talmud is that the Kohen, when he came for Trumas Hadeshen, then he did the act of shikua of the kiyor into the bar, and he didn't take the mayim at all out of the bar. He didn't do halah at all. When he came to the kiyor was already chutz lebar. It was not in the state of shikua. Is if that be the case, mimishtama kolet. In other words, the Gemara thinks that when he rolls the kiyor down to the bar, the shulshal hakiyor lebar, that doesn't make any noise. What kol would the Kohanim have heard? And the Gemara says, Meshake le begilgala, that he meshake through a gilgal. And a gilgal makes a kol. The Gemara assumed in the Havamina that by doing the halah of the kiyor, that would necessarily make a kol. But lowering the kiyor, which is done manually, simply with a rope, into the bar, that doesn't make any noise. And the Gemara answers, no. That the lowering was not done with a rope, but rather it was done with a wheel, and that makes noise. Lishna achrina. The Gemara now has a different answer, and the Gemara says the meshakale bechumarte ki hechi d'lishtama kolei, which sounds a little bit similar to the first Lishna. He would use the galgal and deliberately make a noise when he does the shikua, the lishame, so the Kohen would hear the kol v'leisei, they would know that it was time for the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So we want to understand that. What's the difference between the second answer of the Gemara and the first answer of the Gemara? Let me just get myself oriented here. Oh, so the Gemara is saying now, apparently, Chumrata, which is the wheel, in other words, in this second Lishna, it seems to use a different term for the wheel, that apparently there was no need to make this noise, according to the second Lishna, when he lowers the kira into the bar, but he deliberately used the wheel in order to make this loud noise. The noise was done in that way to produce a loud noise so that the Kohen would know that it was time to do the Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim. Also, there was a pious, there was also a lot that had to be done in order to perform the Avoda, so the Kohanim would then, when they heard the noise, they would come into the Mikdash for the pious. So Gemara now asks, V'ahava Gvini Koros. Now there's a person called Gvini, and he would cry out early every day, wake up, Kohanim, it's time to do your avoda. And he would wake up the Levim, it's time to stand on the Duchan and the Israelim to do the Mamadas. So Gvini was the name of this crier, and any crier afterwards was called Gvini. So why did the Kohen, when he did the Shikua, why did he have to make the noise? Bei Trei Hekere Havu Avdi. They had to make two different noises, two different signals. Deshama Mehai Asi Veshama Mehai Asi. Some people would hear it from the Mukhni and they would come, and others would hear it from Gvini and they would come. Shtei Kolos, Kol Agalgal and Kol of Gvini. And Shama Lahai, Vishama Mihayos, that some heard from here and some heard from here, and that's how the Kohanim would gravitate to the Mikdash. Okay, then we'll stop here. We're up to Gufa.